opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello for the first time to you in 2020. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we welcome you and you and you to our urban story on DDVRadio.com. Sitting across from me is the lovely, beautiful, and dynamic Miss Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first Saturday in 2020. It's January 4th, 2020, and a lot is going on. I'll throw it back to you, Barbara.
Yes, and we want you to be informed. We want you to be prepared. We want you to be strong so that we can have a landslide in 2020 for our president who loves America and who loves Americans, Donald John Trump. And we can do it, my friends. We can do it. We have to arouse those who have become apathetic to what's going on in America. And we have to inform those who are so confused because of the media, because of Hollywood, because they're just lost. And we have to be patient with them. And we have to stand by them, walk beside them, and let them know that America is worth fighting for. What the socialists, the leftists, the Marxists, the godless are doing to our country is unacceptable. We want to make America even greater, and we can together as a team.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. You know, a lot is going on. Obviously, the justified killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, who was the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and specifically the Quds Force, was justifiably killed yesterday in Baghdad. Actually, it was late Thursday into Friday. And we congratulate the United States Marine Corps.
Yes.
And our Commander-in-Chief, President Donald J. Trump, for an excellent hit or takeout of this evil terrorist. Now, today, according to Breitbart, I'm taking it from Breitbart.com, in Baghdad, Iraq, two rockets Saturday today hit Iraq's Al Balad air base where U.S. troops are stationed,
yes,
while two mortars hit Baghdad's Green Zone, a high security enclave housing the U.S. embassy, security said. And right now, I don't know if there are any casualties. I'm sure the story is being updated, and we'll bring you more information as the show unfolds. But of course, we are all talking about what I believe is the justifiable killing of Soleimani. And in fact, many Iranians and, yes, others in the Middle East agree with me. On Twitter yesterday, you had many people in the Middle East thanking President Trump for taking out this evil man. He is reportedly responsible for the injuries of hundreds of Americans,
yes,
and the deaths of Americans.
Absolutely.
As well as others. The terror, the fear in Iran of this man has now eased. Now, they have already appointed his successor, but what this General Qasem Soleimani brought to Iran was fear. And now the Iranian people have hope for overthrowing this repressive, evil regime that has been in place since 1979.
And what really gets me is how some people are sympathetic to this killer being killed. You have Holly weird people, you know, coming out and saying, oh, we owe the Iranian people an apology. An apology for what? For eliminating a murderer? For eliminating someone who oppressed his people? For eliminating someone evil? But that's right now. They have sympathy for him, but they don't have sympathy for babies in the womb. You know, babies in the womb aren't even counted in their book as live people, as people who deserve to live, as people who shouldn't be aborted in the womb and even after birth, or even given any medication if they survive an abortion. But they're so sympathetic to us eliminating a threat not only to the Iranian people, but also to us. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you for being brave and doing what should have been done a long, long time ago.
Excellent, Barbara. And we're live streaming now. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Thomas, and others who yes. are reaching out
and
on the
Facebook. And my friend Gwen in Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
She's there.
You know, Barack Obama, President Obama, sent to the Iranians at least $1 billion in cash.
Yes, cash.
He lifted the sanctions. So in all, President Obama sent these terrorists $150 billion with a B.
Yes.
Iran has been threatening the United States since the Shah was deposed in 1979.
Yes, he
Last week, have. I picked up a copy of Life magazine from January 1980, 40 years ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
And on the cover was Ayatollah Khomeini, who was the leader at that time of Iran. The leader of Iran. So Iran has been threatening the United States since 1979-80 for
Absolutely.
40 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Miss Diamond.
Barack Obama bent over backwards.
Yes, he did.
To appease the sanctioned country. Iran has been on the U.S. It's a sanctioned country, by the way, which means no bank, no financial institution should be sending Iran any money. So how did President Obama's administration, how were they able to send pallets of cash to this sanctioned country, even sanctioned on the U.S. Treasury's website?
Well, remember, though, Obama said his administration had no corruption.
Right.
Everything was done so perfectly. Ha, ha, ha.
We were trying to appease this monster.
Absolutely.
This monster, this bully that has been saying death to America. We were called the Great Satan, even after Obama did that, still called the Great Satan. But they are now dealing with President Trump. And this is what where the Iranians made a misstep. Your thought, Barbara?
Well, I see we also have Susie who's watching. And she said, here's another question. Why did the Obama administration foil Israel's plan to assassinate
probably Soleimani?
Yes, that's
and there
correct.
Are rumors
in 2015.
There are rumors. Sorry, Barbara, go ahead.
Go ahead, answer the question.
Well, there are rumors that Soleimani was tipped off.
Okay,
he was tipped off previously, and that's how he escaped before. But the Obama administration did not have the stomach, the courage, the guts to take out this confirmed terrorist.
Plus, this is my personal opinion. Since he was so Islamic favorable. In other words, Obama had a special liking for the Muslim nation. That's why he even said that they helped build this country. So I'm not surprised that it wasn't foiled by him. Because, I mean, he was more favorable towards Muslims than he was toward American. He was more pleasant and more polite. And toward Muslims.
Well, that's true. Well, the fact is he imported more Muslims than Christians. This is one of the reasons, like Ilhan Omar won that district in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Because all those Somalis were imported during the Obama administration.
And they are Islamic.
Absolutely.
Yes. And we did not have a president prior to Donald Trump and in Obama who loved America. Mm-hmm. He talked about America and Americans when he went abroad. So I think that should answer the question. He was very, very light and favorable toward Muslims.
Absolutely. Barbara, please give the call-out number.
The call-out number to get your voice, to have your voice being heard is 973-925-4559.
And we are on www.ddvradio.com. What I'd like to do, Barbara, is give a little background or a little timeline. I thought about this on how we got to this point.
Can I just say one thing?
Please.
In 1979, when they held our Americans hostage under Carter, it wasn't until Ronald Reagan won the election,
exactly.
a Republican, that
Absolutely.
They released those that they were holding. There is a difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Not to say either is perfect.
Right.
But it appears as if when a Democrat is in our White House, mm-hmm. these foreign hostile nations take a lot of things for granted because they get away with them. When we had Bush in office, they backed up somewhat, but most definitely Reagan and now Trump. And you know what? They have done what they've done. But that's all right. They did it under the wrong administration. we will take care of America and Americans under Donald John Trump.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. I remember, as most of you all remember, that I believe the day President Reagan was inaugurated, or close to that, they released the hostages being held in Iran. You're absolutely right. I posted yes. 2 days before the justified killing of Soleimani. I posted on Twitter, "Dear world, particularly those who want to test our resolve, understand that Barack Obama was an anomaly.
Yes.
He was weak and tepid. Now you are dealing with President Trump,
different
who is
story.
Fierce and strong.
A New Yorker.
Absolutely. And Iran, maybe they thought they were still dealing with an Obama type of president, but they found out very quickly they're not. Let me give you quickly some of the timeline on this. On Friday, December 27th, the U.S. defense contractor was killed in a rocket attack yes. in Iraq. Sunday, December 29th, U.S. strikes and kills 25 militia members, who are actually, in my opinion, terrorists. So there were protests in Iraq and Iranian-backed protests. And on Tuesday, December 31st, protesters, they broke into the U.S. Embassy compound. Yes. They were trying to have, I guess, another Benghazi.
Absolutely.
And President Absolutely. Trump sent a clear message.
No Benghazi
there
were, here.
There you go. There will be no Benghazis on his watch. Now, amen. All of us should know about Benghazi, in which Ambassador Christopher Stevens asked for help hundreds of times.
Yes.
Some estimate as many, he reached out as many as 600 times. I'm not really sure, but hundreds of times. And he was ignored or denied by Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State and, of course, President Obama. This president will not have any Benghazis on his watch. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, absolutely. No more Benghazis. No. We have a president, as I've said and I say constantly, who cares about America and he loves Americans. And no, this, you know, this was called for and it's been called for many years. Mm-hmm. They've been testing the water. Well, they tested it with the wrong president in charge. And from what I understand, not only was this one killed, but also two others were killed. And I can't pronounce the names. I don't even
That's
want to
okay.
pronounce the
That's
names.
That's okay. Right.
All of those names are just tongue twisters. But the bottom line is we eliminated evil.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. And if those in Hollywood don't like that, then that's on them. What they should do is pack their bags and go and live in one of these countries, since they have so much to say negative about the country that has given them a wonderful lifestyle, a lifestyle that I don't even believe that they deserve.
Let me just quickly go back to the timeline. So on Wednesday, January 1st, U.S. troops used tear gas and the protesters were called off. They would not get their Benghazi.
That's
but President,
right.
President Trump promised that Iran would pay for the damage that they did.
And
they
did
pay.
They did
pay. On Friday, January 3rd, yesterday, Iran's General Qassem Soleimani is assassinated by a U.S. airstrike. And it was a justified killing, for those who have any doubt.
And we didn't lose any of our soldiers. Now, we'll have to find out with the bombing today what happened. But,
right.
you know, they don't have the bombing capacity that we do. And I'm quite sure they don't want us to just bomb, because they'll be wiped off of the map.
Now, I want to say that the U.S. has now sending 3,000 troops to the Middle East. Let's keep our young men and women
yes, we
in
must.
Our prayers as they head to the Middle East. And in fact, I want to step back a moment. I don't have his name right in front of me, but one of the leaders of the attack on the U.S. or American embassy in Baghdad was invited to the White House by President Obama.
Of course.
In 2011. This is documented. Please check it out. One of the leaders who attacked our embassy the other day was invited by Obama to the White House. Let that sink in. Your thoughts, Barbara?
You know, I call our previous president Obama and of the American nightmare. And when these things become, you know, known to many people and, you know, exposed, he's living up to the fact that he was America's nightmare. You know, he did not love this country, neither does his wife or did his wife. Mm-hmm. He was very disrespectful to America. And, you know, coming from the background he came in now, I just saw someone on our live stream who said he was born in Kenya. He may have been I don't know. You know, that hasn't been proven. Neither have any of his records been released to us. I mean, this is the most secretive president that in my lifetime that we've ever had. And so undeserving. Because a community organizer who didn't even tell us what his service delivery history was, he got over like a fat rat. And he's him and his wife and his children are living better than they ever lived. But he doesn't believe in you reap what you sow.
Barbara, please tell us about your book before we continue. And please tell, please give them the phone number.
Okay. The phone number, I'll start off with that, 973-925-4559. And the name of my book is Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation. You know, I was noticing that I have quite a few friends on Facebook. And if 88% of them went out and bought the book, it would, you know, take it to another level. And I need your support. I don't believe that you'll be disappointed. And some truths will be revealed.
Absolutely.
As you can see from our live streaming, I'm a black woman, raised, born, and living in urban America. And I know a few of the secrets. I was a registered Democrat because, you know, at that time, you had to be 21 before you could register to vote. Well, of course, you know, in my neighborhood, black equals Democrat.
Right.
So I registered as a Democrat. I attended Democratic parties, and I can tell you from personal insight what goes on in those Democratic clubs, because I was a faithful Democrat. Now, the last Democrat I voted for was Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
I still regret that. That's because at least, you know, my grandmother and my mother taught me that God could see everything that I would do. And I could not get used to blaming white people for any problems I had in my life. So inside of me, my personhood rebelled against what I was being taught, how I was being taught to think. So my book exposes all of that and explains it, that I came to the point in my life a long time ago where my God, my country, and my conscience have to be had to be the priority of my life. And in so much as that, I voted for people like Giuliani, and that's why I call him my mayor to this day. And please pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Now, I know it's a long title, so just put into Amazon and any of those popular outlets, Barbara from Harlem.
Excellent. Thank you, Barbara. I'm looking at Twitter, and Ryan Fournier, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, he posted on here, Ismail Ghani, the successor to Soleimani, said that there will be bodies of U.S. troops all over the Middle East. Don't worry, we have a drone for you, too. So they're still, you know, they're rattled. They've been doing this for 40 years.
So long.
Calling us the great Satan. And they have the nerve to say, put a clock, I forget where, but it's somewhere in the Middle East, of when Israel will be destroyed by Iran. But I have news for the Persian Empire. You will be destroyed first before Israel is destroyed. Now, I will say this. Israel is on high alert because of the proper and justified killing of that monster, Soleimani. We Christians around the world must be on alert, particularly in Africa, because Islamic radicals will want to take a revenge on vulnerable, easy to kill, in their minds,
and
easy
look at
to
how
kill
killing Christians.
Christians.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about anti-Semitism later, because but Jews, Christians, Hindus around the world, because they're going to try to take revenge. Iran has sleeper cells, so we all must be on alert. I just wanted to point that
Thank
out.
Thank God, yes.
So, go ahead, Barbara. I'm sorry.
No, I have nothing to say. I was just seeing someone. Susan told me to watch the video, so I guess I'm turning my face away too much. But
yeah. Watch the video.
I'm not used to this.
But yeah.
Bear with me, my friends.
Exactly.
Yes.
I want to move on, and I'm sure we'll return to that. The shooting in White Settlement, Texas, at this church.
Yes.
We have Jack Wilson, who's a trained, I mean, I think he owns a Target practice company in Texas. Thank God he was there to stop this evil man from murdering more people in that church, West Freeway Church in White Settlement, Texas. Your thoughts, please.
Oh, my thoughts, you know, my prayers, my blessings to him. You know, it's unfortunate that two of their members died, but thank God he was a good shot, one shot, and he was down. I see people on Facebook saying, oh, well, you didn't have to shoot him to kill him. You could have just hurt him. That is not true. In my book, in the first chapter, I was in a shootout with a KKK member. I was shot twice, and I managed to still use my gun to shoot and stop him. That adrenaline can go so, it can be at such a high volume.
Right.
That you don't even realize you've been shot.
Right.
So I'm glad that the shot was fatal.
Right.
And
right.
prevented this evildoer
yes.
from shooting and killing more of the members of that church. And you know, my friends, most of you who are my friends on Facebook are conservatives. You know, we have to start thinking a little more survival.
Yes.
You know, and I know you're nice and all of this stuff, and all of that's wonderful. But you can't count on shooting someone in the arm and stopping them from shooting you or shooting some other people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I didn't do what I did even after I was shot, my brother would have been killed on the spot. My children could have been killed on the spot, and I could have been killed. Once I pulled my gun and I shot him, I stopped him. He said, "I give." That's what usually happens with these cowards. If they can get the upper hand, they will annihilate people because they're miserable and they want to extend that misery onto you. Right. Put it onto you. Put it onto right. me. They must be stopped. The bottom line is that they're so evil. And we have to stop thinking, well, there's good in everybody. Sometimes people have been let darkness take them over.
True.
And we can't salvage them. If God doesn't salvage them, we're hopeless.
True.
And we have to use common sense and defend ourselves and those around us. That's why I'm so appalled at these Democrats who want to disarm law-abiding, sane American citizens. We need our guns. There aren't enough police. There aren't enough FBI agents to protect each and every one of us. And we have to use the self-defense. And that is being able to have a weapon if we choose it. That's my opinion.
Absolutely, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Yes.
That leads me over to the attacks against particularly Hasidic Jews by blacks
oh, that's
in
horrible.
The New York area. Now, the Hasidic Jews, unlike this church in Texas, at the Hanukkah party at this rabbi's home in Muncie, New York, they were not armed, obviously. And so this black man goes into this this Hanukkah party and tries to murder Jews.
Yes.
And he really injured, I think, at least one man is still in the ICU.
Yes, he's in ICU.
Very injured.
Very.
Your thoughts, now, you talked about earlier your experience dealing with the Democratic clubs in Harlem. Did you hear any anti-Semitism?
I heard anti-Semitism every time you go to a meeting. The Jews are this, the Jews are that. Then not only that, not only in the Democratic clubs, but you also hear it from the pulpits. But in the clubs, there was one club that I went to on 5th Avenue on 133rd Street, on 32nd Street. There was a gentleman in there who would tell people, oh, stop talking about the Jews. She gets upset. And I did get upset because I was not raised just to hate people because of their ethnicity. I was not raised mm-hmm. to hate people because they're white, Jewish, or anything.
Exactly.
And I heard that so often. Now we see the results of it. Those seeds were planted. And Al Sharpton, he spoke very about what happened. Like he was sympathetic. You hurt one American, you hurt me too.
Right.
Well, I hope he remembers and repented from what he did at Freddy's.
Right.
That was many years ago. But he was calling Jewish people interlopers, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the Jewish people have been victims of hatred at the Democratic clubs as well as the church. The Jewish people, white people, because they're always talking about slavery, as if we're supposed to be restrained and restricted and harnessed by slave masters who were long gone dead. Mm-hmm. This was the theme in the Democratic Club and the clergy. And then, you know, you're just taught to hate, and blame other people for the failures in your life.
Exactly.
Blame other people because your father abandoned you. Blame other people because your mother is on alcohol, is an alcoholic or on crack.
Right.
Blame other people, the Jews. Blame the white people.
Exactly.
Blame society.
Exactly.
Blame America.
Right.
It's unfortunate that this message of hatred has penetrated the black community. We need to awaken and arise from that. We need to realize that the Jewish people were there fighting with our forefathers and foremothers for civil rights. If you say that you are a believer in Jesus Christ, Jesus was a Jew.
Absolutely.
He was a Jew. Peter, Paul, all of them were Jews.
Absolutely. That's true.
We have been grafted in.
Yes.
That's why this country is founded on Judeo-Christian.
Absolutely.
And the Jews contributed mightily during our first war, throughout our wars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. There's a sign anyway in Philadelphia mentioning the name of a Jewish man who contributed to the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely.
Money, what have you. But I also want to say that in 1964, during the Civil Rights Movement, Andrew Goodman and Michael Schwerner were two Jewish men from New York who went down to Mississippi
yes.
to help register blacks vote to help black civil rights.
That is
so
correct.
These two Jewish men gave their lives to help the Civil Rights Movement for African Americans, and they were murdered. Now, there's a movie based on that, Mississippi Burning. Another gentleman, James Chaney, a black man, was also murdered at that same time.
Absolutely.
James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner.
Absolutely.
So for blacks who have a problem with the Jews, think about the Jewish men and women who marched with us, who helped us so tremendously, who help us today. Anti-Semitism, ladies and gentlemen, is pure evil.
And it's not of God. And another thing I meant to mention also, you know, we're also taught in those Democratic clubs that the Republican Party is for the rich.
Correct.
The Democrats are for the poor. The Republican Party was formed in the 1800s, number one, to stop the spread of slavery.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, was the first Republican president elected to help stop the spread of slavery and also keep the colonies united.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're taught, hate the Republicans, hate the Jews, hate white people because of slavery. It's too much of a hate message
Absolutely.
That comes from the Democratic Club. And the results of it, you see them in the black community. The black communities are violent. Mm. Now that we have black-on-black crime out of control, now we have black people who are only 13% of the population, and the black women of childbearing age are
3%.
3%.
And out of that, just 3% of black women. Let me break it down.
Break this down. Yes.
13%. We're 13% of the population.
Right.
Out of that 13%, black women make up 8%.
That's correct.
Out of that 8% of black women, only 3%, roughly 3%, are of childbearing age. Of the 3% who are of childbearing age, they're having 39% of all the abortions nationwide.
So 15%. The black women are what? 18%.
8%.
8%. So only
of the 13%.
So only 3% of that 8% of a childbearing age.
Correct.
Okay, so the other 5% is not of childbearing
exactly.
age. So out of that 3% of women of childbearing age, black women,
yes,
we have 39% of abortions nationwide.
That's a genocide.
Now, don't tell me about the KKK.
Right.
Don't tell me about white racism and all of this stuff.
Right.
Tell me about black-on-black crime. Tell me
Absolutely.
About black-on-black murder of black babies.
Absolutely.
In New York City, I know more black babies are killed by
yes.
abortion than
yes.
born.
Absolutely.
It is a disgrace. But you know what? The Democratic Party has influenced black people to turn away from the roots that made them strong. What were the roots that made them strong? Belief in God. Read about Phyllis Wheatley. 'Twas mercy that brought her from the pagan land. She became a Christian from Africa. She came here as a slave, and she was thankful that she was in America. We need to get back to God, stop listening to the Democratic Party, and start living as Americans who were freed because of the sacrifices of whites, Jews, and other people. Amen.
Amen. Excellent, Barbara. We're going to go to break shortly, but I want to get into the issue of what's going on in the urban communities, and the churches are not stepping up.
Can I just say one thing? I
Absolutely.
See a message from Susie. She said, there is a college that has a sign that says Abe Lincoln was a Democrat. That sign is a lie. That college is a lie, and it's probably filled with godless liars.
Well, Exactly. Absolutely. On the other side of the break, we're going to break in about 1 minute. I just want to applaud Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell
Yeah,
for
man.
Standing on the floor of the Senate and
Yes.
saying that Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, will not shape any trial that's held in the Senate.
Absolutely.
That she is out of her lane.
Yes.
And so I'm glad, Mitch McConnell, because according to Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution, the Senate Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments.
And they have no evidence.
We're going to take
a short break. Stay with us and we'll be right back. This is
Our Urban Story.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement, theBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
DDVRadio.com. This is Barbara from Harlem, and thank you so much for being with us once again for the second half of our urban story.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. Before we go any further, I just want everyone to pray for Australia. They're having a serious problem with wildfires down under. So please keep Australia in your prayers. And for those who have family in Australia and loved ones, we pray that all is well. And let us know if there's anything we can do. We can just help you out, just the platform here we have. And our phone number here is 973-925-4559. This is our first live stream. We thank our producer, Robbie Santos.
Yes.
He's doing an excellent job. He's guiding us through this process. We're novices.
You're right, and I'm bashful and I'm shy.
Yes, Barbara said. Thank you. Before we go any further, Barbara, I mean, this whole thing with the spying on President, then candidate Trump, now President Trump, obviously, this is very wide reaching, and the FBI is, and properly so, under scrutiny. I'm looking at a report I pulled from Fox News yesterday. Let me just read the headline. The Department of Justice IG report found former deputy FBI director McCabe misstated his role in leaking information about the FBI probe of the Clinton Foundation. So they were trying to protect Hillary Clinton while spying on President Trump.
Yes.
And it involves the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Central Intelligence Agency, Deep State. This is very serious. Your thoughts, Barbara? We have a lot to talk about, so, you know, but give us your thoughts.
I mean, these people have no shame. You know, I used to wonder sometimes how people could be so dirty and rotten and still sleep at night until I read the Bible. Zephaniah 3:5 says that the wicked have no shame, so they don't have any shame, and we have to stand up to them. Unfortunately, we have corruption in our government, and that swamp needs to be drained. And what they dislike so intensely about our president is he's draining the swamp. Things are being exposed that we didn't even know happened. Now, how they were spying on candidate Trump is not acceptable. These people have become so lawless, they have no respect for the laws of the land. That's why they want to give licenses to illegals. That's why, you know, Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach a president without any evidence. What she's saying is he's guilty until proven, and in their eyesight, he will never be proven innocent.
True. But
they
that's in complete violation
of
the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution.
And they are in violation of just being fit to be in these positions. And we need to reconsider our vote for this party, the whole party, because the leaders have become so corrupt. You know, and I'm going to say it again, and I've said it before, John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. When you become immoral, when you become irreligious, you want to eliminate God. You are not fit to be a representative in the government for the United States of my America.
Amen. Excellent, Barbara. Excellent. Before I go any further, I want to thank Thomas, who said he enjoyed your book.
Yes.
Thank you, Thomas, for looking and participating in the live stream. I know Susie mentioned a comment about Pope Francis, and I want to get to that.
That's correct. And I want to thank my friend Michael. He's been around we've been friends for many, many years. Thank you, Michael, for taking time out of your busy schedule and being a part of this. This is exciting. This is new, but we are thankful for all of the support that we're getting.
Let me just touch on Susie's comment about Nancy Pelosi. I'm not sure, really, if President Trump has been impeached. Why do I say that? Because part one of the impeachment process is for the Congress to vote on articles of impeachment. The second part is for those articles to be transmitted to the Senate for a trial. The Senate, as I quoted from Article 1, Section 3, the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments.
Right.
So Speaker Pelosi has failed to send over these weak articles, in my opinion, these two articles to the Senate. It's a part of the impeachment process. You can't do it halfway and say, oh, yes, he was impeached.
That's right.
The Senate is a critical part of any impeachment. Like Bill Clinton was not officially impeached until he was impeached by the Senate, but they voted not to remove him from office.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, this is a smear contest because they don't have anyone on the demon rat side that can beat him. Mm-hmm. Look at the rallies. Look when Joe Biden has a rally. Look when even Bernie Sanders has a rally. Yeah. You know, they have it in some room.
Right.
But our president has to have it in a stadium.
Right. Good point.
Okay. So this is a smearing campaign. They're trying to, you know, diminish him. But it won't work. And I believe it's backfiring. I was talking to a minister in another state. I'm not even going to give you the state. And he's a black minister. And, of course, he's a, you know, Democrat, right. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And we started somehow or another talking about this impeachment. And he said, it's so ridiculous. It's so hateful or whatever. I said, well, yeah, well, you know, I support Trump, blah, blah, blah. And be honest with you, he didn't argue with me. And he said, yeah, I see what you mean. So I may have won a black cleric over because he thinks what they're doing is ridiculous.
It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. And, you know, for them calling him all sorts of names. You know, when I was down there at Trump Towers prior to his election as president, and there were about three or four, you know, white men in particular. Oh, he's a racist. He's a this. He's crazy. I said, well, let me ask you this. Do your children appear to love you as much as his children appear to love him? I said, even though he had, you know, broken marriages, I said, it seems as if he stayed in their lives. I said, are you leaving a legacy for your children? Do you take care of your children as well as he takes care of his children? Are you teaching them as well as he? How can a crazy man be teaching children how to be so self-sufficient and productive and to appear to love him so much? And you know what? All of those men disappeared from me. I don't know why, but they just disappeared. They didn't have any responses and no answers. I'm sick and tired of people saying that someone who is this successful in business, successful with his show on television, who is the master of the art of the deal,
amen,
is so whacked out, crazy, and inept.
But, you know,
they're crazy.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara, isn't it great to have an overachiever as president of the United
Most
States?
Definitely.
And that's who President Trump is. He's an overachiever.
Yes, he is.
Now, we had a comment from Debbie. Thank you, Debbie, about Margaret Sanger. And you have spoken about Margaret Sanger.
A lot.
Margaret Sanger was a racist. She was a eugenist. She referred to black people as weeds.
That's right.
She set up Planned Parenthood. Now, it was under a different name, you know, previously.
Yes.
But it sounds easier on the ear to say Planned Parenthood. There is no planning of any parenthood. So it's an Orwellian use of language to fool America. There's no Planned Parenthood. This is about killing an innocent child. Healthcare providers, their job is to save lives, not to take life. Abortion is the taking of innocent life. Now, what's interesting about these Democrats, they want to import all millions of illegals are welcome here. But they want American women, particularly black ones, to abort American babies, Barbara.
That's right. They're racist. If anyone is racist, it's the Democratic Party. Mm. Because what the Democratic Party has done is they've decimated the black family. Mm. And if you don't have a family structure, you're lost. You grow up as a very, very broken person. Not because you grew up impoverished.
Not because of white people or Jews.
Not because of white people. And as a matter of fact, they don't even tell the truth because, you know, there's more poverty among single mothers than there is with married women.
Mm, gotcha.
So, but they encourage black women not to have a man in the house. Not to, just like Hillary Clinton said.
Right.
It takes a village. If that village is on fire, who's going to raise that child?
There you go. Exactly.
We have a fatherless generation out here.
There you go.
Going to prison, dying at an early age.
You're right.
This is what the Democratic Party has produced.
Barbara, question for you.
Yes, because I'm getting fired up.
I know. Oh, and Dan, you're absolutely right. It's a child, not a choice.
That's right.
You know, oh, I'm pro-choice. That sounds nice, ladies and gentlemen.
What choice does that baby
this
have?
Exactly.
Does that baby have a choice to live or be killed?
Absolutely. Barbara, you gave a staggering statistic, I think, last week. 85% of the men in prison, I don't know which prison.
Absolutely.
What the context of that survey
nationwide,
is.
Nationwide. I'll bring the statistic to paper with me next week.
Yeah, are fatherless.
It shows the fatherless. It shows the suicide rate is up among them. I mean, just incarceration. I mean, it's dismal.
Yeah, exactly.
What they promoted and pushed on black people, and too many of us fell for it. When you have 73% of our babies born into a single-headed household, that means they're going to need that affordable housing, which means the projects full of drugs, full of violence,
urine in the elevator,
you're right. Food stamps,
glass broken, so they can't use a playground.
Windows
half the
broken.
Times.
Yeah, I mean horror.
Yeah,
just absolute horror. This is what they've been promising, and just like that, free Obama phone.
Right, right.
You got to be careful of your minutes. People can't text you freely on all of this.
Right.
You are a slave in a free land. You have signed up to be shackled in the brain, shackled in your spirit, shackled. And black people need to break free of those shackles.
Amen.
And get back to the basics of life, liberty, the pursuit of your own happiness, and love thy neighbor as thyself, regardless of the color of your neighbor. Stop all of this hatred, this undefined hatred of people, because you've been programmed to hate without a cause.
Amen. Barbara, let's talk very briefly about Pope Francis. And I really think the College of Cardinals in the Vatican really need to reconsider him as Pope, with all due respect. He was filmed recently slapping away a woman's hand.
Yes.
Give us your thoughts about Pope Francis, please.
I don't have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for Catholic people because, as you know, 40-some-odd years ago, I used to protest at an abortion mill with Catholics. There weren't any Protestants out there. And I had the rosary. They gave me my rosary and the prayers. And that place now, I went back 2 years ago, and I went to where that killing mill used to be, and now it's a church.
Wow.
So I have a lot of respect for Catholic people, but I have no respect for this Pope. Some of the things that have come out of his mouth are not only ungodly,
right, right,
but they're socialistic. They're too outlandish.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I don't Catholics, Protestants, Jewish people worship a different God from Muslims.
Absolutely.
And he's trying to bring them into some fold. Well, he can have them in his fold, but I don't think that this is a very godly person.
I agree with you. I think Pope Francis is a disgrace. He makes me thank the Protestant Reformation, but I do respect Roman Catholics because they were on the forefront of the pro-life movement.
Absolutely.
The Catholic Church, I mean, even when the pro-life movement wasn't as popular, as strong as it's grown, the Catholics were out there protesting, so we thank all of you Catholics.
And I remember when John Kerry was running against Bush, when I went to vote, and I used to go to vote on like 145th Street, and I was going to make a call, and I didn't have a cell phone. So I went to the phone booth, and in the phone booth, the Catholics had put a little pamphlet. And the pamphlets didn't tell us who to vote for, but it said, don't vote for people who believe in killing babies. And I knew that was a message not to vote for John Kerry, which I didn't anyway.
Right.
But the Catholic people have always been on the forefront of protecting the lives of those not yet born.
Absolutely.
And I respect that.
Yesterday in Miami, President Trump's campaign launched Evangelicals for Trump. Now, Barbara, you know, some on the left have the nerve to question Christians who support Trump, and even some so-called Christians have the nerve of us to criticize us for supporting Trump. But where were they when Obama supported Planned Parenthood and used our money to support Planned Parenthood 100%?
Wait, I missed it. Do these people call themselves Christians?
Some of them do.
Well, they're lying. They don't know what being a Christian means. A Christian means you following Christ. You grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus did not say kill the little babies.
Absolutely.
He said suffer the little ones and forbid them not to come unto me. He went to a wedding and he didn't go to a same-sex wedding.
Absolutely.
His first miracle was at a wedding where he turned water into wine. I'll meet any of them anytime on any ground. And I'll show them the passages in the Bible that tells them that they're wrong. And if they think that we shouldn't vote for Donald Trump, then I'm going to say this, and I mean this, you're not a Christian. If you can vote for someone who says kill the babies, and God says life is precious, thou shalt not kill. In Proverbs it says one of the things, of the seven things that God hates, is the shedding of innocent blood. Now come on and tell me that the blood of a baby is not innocent. I'll meet you anywhere. I am an ordained minister for many, 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 many years. And some of these people who use the title Christian are an embarrassment to me as a person, and as a person who believes in the word of God.
One thing I love about President Trump, he doesn't reject prayer. He doesn't reject evangelical support.
No, he doesn't.
Like the late John McCain did when he ran against Barack Obama in 2008.
That's right.
Paula White and other evangelicals prayed over this president. He has God's, God is with President Trump.
Yes, he is.
President Trump is being used mightily. He's a lion. God needed someone, because one of the reasons we were founded, I believe, is to protect Israel.
Absolutely.
God is still with the Jewish people.
Yes, he is.
From Genesis to Revelation.
And I don't
care. God deals with the Jewish people.
Any church that teaches that the church has replaced Israel and the Jewish people, that is a false church. Run away from it.
Read Revelation 7. The first people who will be sealed first are from the 12
Absolutely.
Tribes of Israel.
That's right.
So
That's
God
right.
deals with them throughout the Bible. We thank all of you who have been participating.
And I always
in this.
Wear my Star of David, Judeo-Christian. Judeo-Christian. It's always on me.
Amen.
Because without Judaism, there is no Christianity. And that's why the Muslims want to destroy Israel. Because if they destroy Israel, which this is, we're part of them, then they can say Christianity is false. But it's not false. It's real. And if you give it a try, you'll find out you'll live life at a different, higher, and more peaceful degree.
I want to go back to, thank you, Barbara, excellent, the black family. The black family has been destroyed. Do you want to talk about the New York State craziness now, or do we want to cover it next week? We have 4 minutes left.
Well, I think maybe we'll cover it next week, but I just want to give a shout out to Charles, Joseph, Susie, Deborah, Anthony, Henry, Dan, Chris, Kathy, Paula, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to share this special moment with us. This is the first time I believe we're doing this, isn't
Absolutely.
It? And but we'll get used to it, and for any mistakes, forgive us, because we're only human.
And please tell your whole network about us so this can grow. We're also going to try to put this on Twitter.
Yes, and we need for you to go out there and please get a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And you know, and it's by Barbara from Harlem. I have something in front of me that as of January 1st, 2020, a defendant must be released from custody. This is what New York has come out with. This, and I can't get into
yeah, we'll
it
talk
now
because, I,
because it's so intense.
It's very intense, Barbara, and they're going to allow.
Thank you so much again, Thomas,
thank you,
and
Gwen,
my friend Gwen,
everyone,
and Daryl,
yes,
George.
Thank you.
Oh, you're such sweet people. God bless you. Wendy, I'm not going to forget you either. Go ahead, Ms.
I
Button.
Want to talk about the black family more. We need the black churches to step up.
Yes, we do.
We have approximately 75% of black children born out of wedlock. They're not even being churched. They know nothing about the Bible.
No.
We need the black churches, hallelujah, praise, and all that. We need less singing and more teaching about the
Absolutely.
Word of God.
Absolutely.
And we're going to go in, delve more into the Jewish roots of Christianity, because too many black people are not aware of that.
Absolutely.
Without Judaism, there would be no Christianity.
None.
Jesus was a Jew. He was circumcised according to the law of Moses. Paul of the tribe of Benjamin wrote virtually all the New Testament.
Yes.
The first disciples were Jews.
That's correct. The first Christian family.
Thank you.
Jewish.
You know, Jesus told them in Matthew, check Matthew, I believe, 6. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's right.
Matthew 10 and 6, but correct me if I'm wrong. But we're going to have to go in a minute or two, and we thank you.
And for those who say that they're Christians and say these disrespectful things about our president, read Romans 13. You give honor where honor is due. As much as I didn't like Obama, as much
as
I advertised and tried to inform people that he was godless before he was elected, I didn't call him names. I didn't lie on him. I didn't do any of that, because I had to be respectful to the word of God. If you say that you're a Christian, learn how to think and live as one, or stop calling yourself a Christian.
You're 100%. I had a coworker who said she's a Christian, and then she laughed and she thought it was funny that someone put F. Trump on Facebook, and I didn't say a word. I would never say that about Obama.
Never.
As much as I disliked Obama, I distrusted Obama. He was anti-American. He was putting us at risk.
Yes. That's
he
right.
I disliked Obama intensely.
And I
he
see,
was a historic president, yes. But he was not a successful one.
It was terrible history. Christy, Robin, we thank you also. And please go out there and get a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. My wonderful friends, you have made this a journey into love. God bless you. And may God continue to bless our president and the United States of our blessed
go
America.
Trump, go Trump, go Trump, go Trump, go Trump, go Trump, go Trump, 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 go Trump. Trump. Boom.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement, theBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.